Michael Strong, you motherfucker! Ow! A maximum threshold, baby. Woo! This is Michael Starr from Steel Panther.
Automatic defense procedures initiated.
What we've got here is
maximum voltage, maximum power, maximum carnage. This is Maximum Threshold. Call the show at
440-709-4977.
Maximum Threshold. And here's your hosts, Dom.
He's unstable, or possibly worse.
He's actually quite smart. He just makes errors of judgment along the way.
Yeah, test one.
Restore.
Your Chaos. There you go. That's some brand new Destructor here, starting off this week's show here, the Maximum Threshold Radio Show. That's off the brand new release. Get your hands on it. Get your grubby little nubs on that new Destructor. Pretty good stuff, man. There isn't anything sissy about that new one. And these guys just, man, after the decades of being out there doing whatever they're doing, they're back with some brand new stuff. And get your hands on it, like I said. Destructor with Restore Chaos. I think it comes out next month or something. So, there you go. You got the heads up on it. We played something from them last week as well. Give you a little heads up. This is episode 493, I think it is. I want to look. But the point I'm getting is there's not going to be a show next week due to the fact that I'll be in Columbus, Ohio for Rock on the Range. Got to take care of business down there. So, welcome everybody to this week's edition of the Maximum Threshold Radio Show. I want to thank you again for tuning in this week. It's really an honor, man, that you guys are tuned in and taking the time out and listening to us, because, hey, we do this for you. Don't do it for ourselves, I'll tell you that. I mean, I'm still going to do it whether nobody's listening or not, because it gets me away from everybody else. Just saying. So, yeah, like I said, thanks for tuning in. I got some cool interviews here that Michael got for us at M3, and I'm going to toss some of them out to you. These are going to be little love grenades for you. I got this interview here I have with Joe Lestay of Bang Tango, and I have an interview with the band Station out of New York. And I think you're going to dig them. I heard the Lestay one. It's fucking hilarious. Seriously, it's a good one. Michael was on top of his game with this one. And also, like I said, the Station one. I have not heard that one yet. So I'm going to sit here and listen to it right along with you guys. So I'm going to knock out some commercials. Then we're going to do a couple things over here. I'm going to knock out the little 2-minute rock and metal news. And we're going to come in and do these interviews. We're going to get them out and done. Then we're going to get the fuck out of here, so you guys can do what you want to do, because tonight, baby cakes, is UFC 211, and I'm watching that shit tonight. Remember the last one, 210, I did play-by-play, and I got a lot of hate mail out of that because I don't know how to call a match, and I don't care. I saw a guy getting his ass whipped, and I saw them like in 69 position and shit like that, and I had to talk about it. You know, well, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to say, they're in fetal position and he's got his arm across his head? Or, no, they're going to use terms like he's got an arm bar on him and he's got him in the chicken wing and he's crushing his larynx with the guillotine. See, now do you like it when I start using the MMA terms? No. You like what I'm saying? He's fucking him up, man. There's blood all over his face. He can't see. You want to hear stuff like that. I know you do, because that's what I want to hear. I don't want to hear no technical stuff, because I don't understand that stuff. All I know is if a guy's getting his ass whipped, he's going down. In MMA fighting, it's a little different, because he could be getting his ass whipped, but he'll come back and kick that motherfucker right in the face, and he's out. That's how fast they come back, and I'll be damned that didn't happen the last one. So, okay, like I said, let me knock these commercials out. I'm going to come back and talk to you for a minute. And then we're going to get into the interviews. And blah, 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 blah. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. I appreciate you listening.
You want to call in the show? You can call in right now at 440-709-4977. Once again, the call-in line number is 440-709-4977. Remember, if you call, you will be on the air.
It's contest time. Text message the show at 440-252-0058. Once again, that text message number is 440-252-0058. First one text wins whatever the hell we're giving away. Thanks for listening to Maximum Threshold Radio.
Missed the live show? Go to StitcherRadio.com and search Maximum Threshold and listen in today. That's Maximum Threshold and Stitcher Radio, a match made in heaven.
You're listening to Maximum Threshold Radio at MaximumThreshold.net. Once again, it's MaximumThreshold.net. Of course, if you're listening to this, you obviously found the right spot. You can text message the show right now at 440-252-0058. Once again, it's 440-252-0058. Text the show.
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Dominici! Hey, what up, brother?
Hey, I was calling you before you called me because I'm getting ready to knock out a few interviews. You got it?
I was ready to call you, man.
I know you were. You got to listen to this Joel Estay interview that Michael did with fucking Bang Tangle. It's fucking hilarious. I'm going to play
that. Dude, what's up with the fucking transmission, brother? Man.
You know, this happens like every couple months. This shit happens. And the guy doesn't know what's happening. So I messaged him like 10 minutes before 8, you know, and told him this is what's going on and I can't do shit. So good thing I got a backup somehow. But oh well, everybody's.
How many watts is Maximum Threshold?
Oh, we're 300 billion. Easily. Hell yeah. Let's just say that we're the first broadcasters on Mars. Mm-hmm. Hey, nobody
beat us.
Where
are you broadcasting from today, Dominici?
We're in Utica, New York right now.
Upstate.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. What's the haps up there?
Ain't a damn thing going on up here. I was up by Rochester not too long ago, and there ain't nothing going on up there either. There's a nice little strip that they got going up there, but that's about it, man. Nothing.
How's the music scene up that way?
It sucks.
What are they playing? What kind of tunes?
Disco and fucking that dubstep shit and some other fucking horse shit. Country. That country music's all up in there. Speaking of
never
that,
leave Cleveland, brother.
Speaking of that, I'm going to a country concert in July. I'm going to a stadium concert. I'm going to see Luke Bryan. Taking my woman.
Luke Bryan, country girl himself.
Yeah, I'm taking my daughter and taking my woman. And I got my dogs going too. Mm-hmm. You know what the funny thing is? I think I'm going to get an interview with this dude too. So I get to ask him about anybody in his band. I get to ask Tranny questions.
To a country dude, man? You sure that's going to go over well, brother?
Who cares? Who cares? It doesn't matter. What's the worst going to happen to say, we're done with this? And that would make it so much better, wouldn't it? They kicked me out of there?
Yeah, he's done, but we've only just begun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then you'll sing it like fucking Happy Gilmore.
I would. I got to watch it. I haven't seen that in about a month or so. That's one of my favorite movies.
Sing it for us, Dom.
You sing it.
You sing it, brother. Come on.
I've only just begun. Who do we have on the show who's saying that? Sebastian Bach did that. That's right.
Oh, man.
He actually did a pretty good job.
You going to see him?
I doubt it. Yeah, I don't know. Who knows? Who knows?
What about Suktalica's set list? What do you think of that?
I didn't even pay attention to it because I'm most likely going to be up in the suite or some eating, so I ain't worried about it. If I can't shoot the show, I'll be up there with the people from Monster Energy Drink and all that and hanging out in the suite. Kicking it.
How many tickets we got for that?
There's we got a couple dozen.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
You're giving them out, right?
No. I'm not. I'm selling these bitches. No. We've been doing giveaways on the website, if you notice that. And it's going over pretty damn good. And it has nothing to do with Monster Energy Drink. This is through the Maximum Threshold suite that we have. We purchased it through our sponsors. They came together and they actually purchased one of the suites. So we're looking forward to that because that's supposed to be a really good spot there. I think Papa Roach is going to be in on that one too as well.
Oh, sweet. What about SIT strings.
Oh, I just picked up a couple packs today. And a pack yesterday. I got
what
some
do you mean you picked it up?
Well, I
You're
had
supposed to be sponsored by
I
it.
Am, but, you know, sometimes you just got, you got to go to these stores and make your appearance. So I got to go there and show them, you know, my endorsement card, and they give me the, a pack of strings. But then I got to do, like, a little autograph signing thing over there because they got my poster right at the music store. You know how it is, man.
You were working the table, right?
I was. I got to, man. I went there, and they had some kids in there. They're doing some class. They're teaching them. And I just happened to walk in, and you know, it's one of those awkward things when you walk into a room and everybody stops and turns. Well, that's what happened when I walked in. And so they're like, well, since we got you here, why don't you tell us a little bit about blah, blah, blah. So I had to give my spiel. You know, I usually give a lecture every now and then at one of the local universities talking about being in the music business and industry and being this rock icon that I am in the music industry. You know how it is.
Yeah, dude, they turned because you ripped a massive fart, brother.
Hey, man, I got to do what I got to do, man. You know, people rely on what we provide. You know, Morning Wagon isn't just a name. It's a brand. And this brand is something big, man. It's nationwide, you know.
Yeah, the brand's called Your Lead Guitarist Turned On Your Volume, bro.
No, never. See, when you got a Marshall's in your face. You can't turn them down. When you're using a Les Paul and you're also coming out through a Marshall stack, you know, I ain't no fucking Yngwie Malmsteen. I'm not going to have a wall of fake ass speakers.
You are Yngwie.
I do, because he doesn't even use one. He's just got empty cabinets.
I'm surprised that shit don't come tumbling down on New York Groove.
Hey, did you ever listen to the interview that we did with Yngwie?
Did you Devo him?
No, it was worse. He was talking about, he goes, right now I'm driving around in my Ferrari. I said, where are you at, a rest stop? Getting lucky? He was like,
no, that's 54.
He was like, what did you say? I said, nothing. I got to find that clip, man. That's funny.
Dude, man, get that shit, man. Where's your archives, brother?
Oh, I got them. I have all the interviews saved. Shit, we got, like.
You do?
Well, either they're all saved individually or we got them with the show, like the whole package. I just got to find time to go through the, like, we get the actual live call-in shows. That means I got to go back into there and then cut them out and resave them on the computer. I just got to get time to do that. But most of them, I have probably about 300 interviews already edited up already in one of the external drives, which is pretty crazy.
Oh,
think
okay.
About all that we've done.
Who's your editing team?
Me. You know why? Because I'm, that's how I roll. It's not that I don't trust anybody, but I just have specifics that I look forward to. You know how it is.
Well, I heard you had trust issues, though.
No, I got no trust. Those are just trust farts.
No. You have trust issues with Rodrigo, kid.
Rodrigo. Here, wait. Let's see if I can find this part with Yngwie. Wait a minute.
And I finish off as many songs as I think that are good, yeah? Of Wait. Course, yeah, that's definitely the plan, yeah. Playing up with it.
I'm just scrolling through it.
Good.
And it's just one of those things that it just really stuck out with a lot of people, so I think that's one of the strong features that you've had.
We seem to have a lot of...
A show here, you know, that tonight we're promoting you guys, why don't you get out there and buy it?
Really, it really all came together, and especially when Roy Z came in, me and him really hit it off too.
Yeah.
And we
listened to it numerous times. You know, when you first stick a CD in there,
a trademark anyway.
I gotta find this rest, okay. Rest stop.
That's an old Queen or Deep Purple.
Where is it?
I don't know.
You know, whatever. But the
you did the fucking interview. Come on.
I don't know where it's at. You know how long ago I did this?
Are you at a rest stop?
There it is. Hear that? Dan asked me.
No, really. Except the picture of the Ferrari and everything.
Yeah, that's
I like that.
That's hot. Is that down in Miami?
Yeah, it's my house. Oh, cool.
Is that the car you're driving right now?
No, it's just my mom.
Oh, there's...
Okay. Time for you.
Cool. Are you at a rest stop?
No.
That was from 2010.
2010? Holy shit, man. How much did you weigh in 2010?
About 180.
What are you in 2017?
I'm 175. I'm doing pretty good, man.
You lifting?
Hell yeah, I am.
Shit, what's your regiment, kid?
I don't have a regiment. I just roll with how I feel. I walk in a gym, and it's like I go to pick it up. I was like, fuck, I don't need that. So I go in there and just look in the mirror and look at myself and notice everybody else looking at me too. And they're like just smiling at me like, damn, I wish I could be like that. But I understand it, though, yeah. You know. I mean, not everybody can have this Adonis figure like me. You know, it is really, really tough, and it's a burden being this way.
Yeah, Adrian Adonis.
Yeah, well, that, too. Adrian was badass, too.
The poet laureate.
That's right.
Dominique, all right, bro, I'm heading into the gig.
Okay, okay.
Got a gig in the city.
Sounds good.
Yeah, man, we got to have you guest star, bro.
I could do that.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Get the fuck up here, bro.
Sounds good.
You know what I mean? We get you lead guitar. How many Marshalls would you need?
I just need one. Really fucking loud, that's all.
Full stack.
I could do that. I'm half deaf as it is, dude, I just turned that bitch up, man. You should hear them in practice.
Stop your volume knob fucking floor.
You sure that
I don't trust you. I think I have trust issues.
When I'm in practice, everybody's whining about me being so loud. Man, I was like, it sounds good. I mean, yeah, turn me up louder. Let me hit those notes.
Everybody up, right?
No, just me. It's not that I don't want to hear everybody, but I want to be able to hear myself. I mean, everybody's playing, they got earplugs in. Come on. What the fuck?
Fucking pussy. Pussy shit.
Pussy, yeah. I don't have no earplugs. Not that I can't afford them or anything. I mean, I am sponsored by D-Plugs, but, you know,
yeah.
I don't use them. Not even on stage.
Oh, man.
I can't. I can't do that.
Well, don't let them know that.
Oh, they know it. They're just...
No. Let them know that, man.
You're talking about D-Plugs. Oh, yeah, yeah. I wear them faithfully. I even sleep with them motherfuckers in my ears. Hell yeah. That and KFC. Did you ever see Talladega Nights?
Nah, brother. What? I'm not a movie. I don't bootleg movies like you, bro.
Oh, man, you got to watch Talladega Nights. It's with Will Ferrell in it.
All right.
Oh, man, it's classic. Because there's a section in there right after they're eating dinner with the family, and they're talking about... They're getting ready to eat, and he says before, you know, he's trying to do prayers, and he's saying he wants to thank baby Jesus, and he goes on and on to talk about baby Jesus, how he's laying in the manger. He's asking them, he wants to thank them, thank baby Jesus for the food that they have. Then he says, I have to give this speech. He goes, I like to thank KFC, and he goes, like, Domino's Pizza, and he goes to this whole spiel of all the sponsors that he goes through. So I just want to say that.
No shit.
Yeah. Yeah, watch it.
Yeah, it's like you.
Yeah, I would, man. I mean, I get Mars You're bars.
Dumb.
Do they still make Mars bars? Because I keep getting all this shit in the mail from them. Because I was sponsored by them.
Oh,
that's the best shit. Like 12 years ago, I'm still getting that and Zag Nuts. Did you ever eat Zag Nuts?
Oh, yeah, heavy, dude. That's what about Reggie Bar?
I have, but I haven't had them in a long time. Another one. I get all this weird stuff in the mail because we had all these sponsors years ago. Let's see, I have the Charleston Chews. I get those in the mail.
Oh, those are good.
I get those Lady Fingers. What are those called? Lady Janes. Get the Lady Janes in the mail.
Okay. Baby Janes.
That's it.
Those are good. Mary Jane.
Yeah, that's what I said. Lady Janes.
No, Mary Jane.
They're Mary Jane? Are they Mary Jane? I didn't know that. See, I get some other shitty. Fifth Avenues, that's the ones. I love them. I still get them. They still make Fifth Avenues?
Yeah, what about Clark Bar?
Those were good, too. They came in the blue wrapper, blue and red, or the red and yellow wrapper.
Yeah, those are the fucking red and yellow. Yo, what about the, what was I going to say, whatchamacallit? The old ones.
Oh, I love the whatchamacallits. Ooh. Oh.
Those were fucking good, man. Easy, Dominique.
Damn.
Easy.
I almost rubbed one out.
I know the gun was loaded.
Woo!
Yo, Dom, what was I going to say? Yo, what's the deal with the Agora gig? Morning Wagon.
That's coming up, man. July 8th.
Sponsored by MaximumThreshold.net.
Oh, man. It's going to be a really cool show. They have it planned for the ballroom. If it's in the ballroom, I'm still cool with it because they got really good sound in there. And you can really pack a fucking lot of people in this room, which would make it really good. And I'm trying to get people to shoot a DVD of us that night. And it'd go over really good, especially with the lot of people there. But if it sells more than what's expected, then we'll be back in the theater, and we're looking at a couple thousand seater right there venue we could play again, and that's gonna be that'd be hot.
Oh no, shit!
That's what we did last show. It's hard when you get when you're looking at your last show, and I understand what these bands that are going through. Like man, like Sebastian Bach would say, man, you know, and he'd go on and say, I'm 7 foot tall, and I need a big stage, and I can't play little rooms, so Man, it's like going. It's tough, man. You know how it is when you're with men and myth and all that shit, and you guys are playing fucking little wine bars, and going from there to playing like the library festival that you did. What was the other one that you did? You did some other crazy thing.
I can't hear you. Breaking up, man. Your magic jack's going. Dude, it was like fucking, I can't even hear your fucking ass. And I wonder why Paul don't want to call no more.
Oh, no, well, I don't, you know.
So, yo, when's the date? What's the fucking haps with that, man? Promote it. Let's hear it.
Oh, I am. It's July 8th at the Cleveland Agora. It's going to be the Rick Ray Band's opening up for Morning Wagon. And we're letting King's X close for us, which is going to be cool because we're in a, of course, if you look at these bands, you got this blues band, rock and blues band, then you got King's X, who are like 70, in their late 60s, 70s and all that, which are really cool dudes and music is great, but they're not going to have the ferocity, the tenacity, the power, the love, the sweat, the comedic aspects of a band such as Morning Wagon. And once we hit the stage, there will be not a dry eye because they're going to cry their eyes out because they're going to be in disbelief.
If I don't have a gig, I'll come there and I'll sing what you don't know.
You can do that.
Introduce the band.
You could do that. Eddie Trunk asked if he could do it, but wait, I'm not sure we're going to let him do that yet, though.
No, I'm going to sing it.
Okay.
I'm going to introduce the band, too, I'm saying, during that song.
Okay.
Old school, kid. Old school, baby. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm the Cannons, the whole fucking gig.
Sounds good.
Clankety clanking side. You know who I'm talking about.
I'm the Cannons.
on the fucking toilet bowl. We know he shits 13 times a day.
he's pretty clean.
Oh my god. You're killing me. All right, anyway, I gotta fucking run. Dominici, I'm here. I'm sitting in the fucking rain.
Okay, so have fun in the rain.
Unload and fucking play the gig. Heavy gig tonight.
Okay, okay.
All right, brother man, Dominici! Turn your fucking volume down!
Dara hung up on him. I turned his volume down. Okay, we're going to do this interview here. This here is Joe Lestay. No, we're going to do this. We'll do the Joe Lestay one. Then we're back after this with the station interview. Then we're going to get out of here. So thanks again for tuning in. Thanks, B, for calling in. And once again, we love you guys.
Hey, everybody. This is Michael from Maximum Threshold, and I'm here with Joe Lestay from Bang Tangle and the Beautiful Creatures.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't have said that without asking if the Beautiful Creatures are still going.
Oh, yeah. Actually, we get back in the studio to start rehearsals on Monday when I get home.
So where can everybody find out about everything that you're up to?
For Bang Tango or Beautiful Creatures?
Both. Whatever you want to talk about.
Well, I guess. I don't know. I'm not much on the media stuff. Lance is all about that. So, it's more of the...
The Diva comes out, same plans out there.
It's Vixen Pussycat.
No, they're just all guys who just jumped up there. They're so happy to be there.
There's Ace. There's Chad. Chad's everywhere.
Yeah. Nice.
So
anyway, yeah, creatures.
Is there like a Facebook page that we can find stuff?
Joel, you know about all of this stuff.
Beautiful creatures.
Yeah, how to get a hold of Bang Tango or Beautiful Creatures.
Yep. Info. Bang Tango Verified on Facebook and Beautiful Creatures.
What are you trying to do? What is that voice you're doing? You just, all you had to do is answer the
question. Yeah, man.
Is it Beautiful Creatures, Facebook, and Bang Tango, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that was a trip, man. I know I'm high, but that was weird.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Cheers. Nice. You saw that for yourself, though,
right? Yeah, I saw
it. He metamorphosized into some sort of...
Yeah, he put on like a... Hey.
Yeah. Well, yeah, being recorded.
Yeah, he's got to get the deep, big, bald announcer voice.
Like you do when
you're
saying.
Go on Bang Tango Verified. So is there going to be a... Is it Bang Tango touring, or...?
Yeah, well, we got a lot going on. I mean, we got some shows coming up in June... And then there's festivals coming up. Yeah, get the whiskey, but then we're doing some festival stuff still.
Yeah,
you know, it's been on automatic pilot for the last 10 years. You know, yeah, we just kind of go where it takes us.
Yeah, yeah. Have you I know, like the documentary thing, movie, whatever you wanted to call it. I thought it was more of a documentary, wouldn't you say?
It was a it was a kind of a documentary. It was a guy that is a good friend of ours, and he said, "I want to make a documentary on you guys. I like your band a lot, you know." And in my drunken stupor back in those days, I said yes. So yeah, I was taken advantage of when I was drunk.
How was
it? Was a sad projection of what it was.
Yeah, yeah. They, you know, but that's what sells, sensationalizing. Nobody wants to see a success story anymore, you know?
No,
nobody wants to see someone happy and thriving. Yeah. You know, that doesn't sell.
Well, you know, I told him, I said, I gave him full rein and said, do what you're going to do. And he's a good friend of mine, you know. I don't know, I get mixed reviews. So yeah. I kind of just like, again, I'm like, oh, right on. You know, it's really cool.
Yeah.
And the fact that he took the time out of his life to follow Bang Tango and write that movie.
3 years.
Make that, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a long time. That's
commitment. He played M3 Festival, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. He plays guitar, too. He's really good.
Was it Rowan that did the...
No, no, not Rowan.
Rowan
no.
didn't do
no,
the...
No, Rowan was from Dio.
Yeah, he didn't do your documentary.
No. No, it's Drew Fortier.
Oh,
is his name. But,
So, is there going to be some, like... You said you're doing rehearsals and going in the studio for Beautiful Creatures, right?
Yeah.
Is there some new Bang Tango music coming out?
Well, that's the thing. After that... No, we already wrote a bunch of stuff. We're waiting to go into the studio.
Okay.
But it's going to have to happen after I do this Beautiful Creatures stuff. So,
okay.
You know, I'm kind of leapfrogging this stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
I'll find out from Lance, like, the websites and
yeah,
stuff,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, so Lance will take care of you. I don't know any of that stuff.
Sometimes it's better not to know.
Yeah.
You know?
There's a guy pretends to be me, right, Joel? He pretends to be me on Facebook.
Yeah, or you should get, like, a doppelganger that just knows everything. Because, you know, the tech just soaks so much of your life out.
I don't even do it. I don't even...
So you're smart.
No, never even seen it, actually. I wouldn't even know. I mean, I wouldn't know anything about it.
Talking about Facebook and stuff?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, well, I always just show him videos and shit. Like, Joe, look, I don't want to see myself.
Don't, if he shows you two girls in a cup, don't fall for it.
yeah, right?
Yeah.
What? I just met you.
That's all right. I said him, not me.
Two girls in a cup.
One cup. Two girls in a cup.
One cup,
two girls
yeah.
in a cup.
It's a joke.
Never mind. Yeah. That joke went over like a fart in church now, didn't it?
No, it went over.
Well, you laughed.
I know what you were talking about, but anyway.
Yeah, so everybody, you know, Bang Tango's still out there kicking it. Sounding good. Sounding really fucking good.
I had a really good time. You know? Yeah. I thought it sounded all right. You know, we were
thinking that new stage, that forest stage.
Oh, that's a nice stage.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Right?
Like
it's
a lot of
teenage ninja. Yeah.
People complain, they put two stages together. Yeah, it's a big, beautiful stage. You know, I haven't heard an artist complain about it, but it was like, we got to walk back and forth.
Stuff like that.
What do you want?
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like, wham. Just fucking walk. Get some fresh air.
Yeah.
Plus, it gives the people that don't have the real close tickets, a chance to get close to some of the bands. Now, there's a, I see like a sense of camaraderie with you guys and a lot of the other bands. You've been kicking around forever,
yeah, we've been
right?
doing it for so long that we, we've been doing it for so long and, you know, you're always, you know, we toured with these guys, we played with them, did the same places, you know, it kind of goes that way.
Sometimes share some members.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've been through that in the past, but I've kind of stuck with the same guys for the last 15 years, I think it's been. 10, something like that,
Once you find some good ones that you can be on the road with, you
I've been
keep
with Lance. Lance has been with me for going on 15 years. Yeah. Timmy's been with me for going on 15 years.
I think Lance has
been, yeah. Yeah, and then Rowan's been only with us for about five.
Rowan did the Lock Up the Wolves videos.
Yeah. Nice to meet you. Yeah, yeah, I saw him a couple years ago. I saw him all of a sudden. Here's this guy. It's okay. It's Rowan.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, I'll hit up Lance for the all the info.
That's the way I
You got to, man. I mean,
don't eat it.
People.
I'm not going to eat it.
You know, people don't realize that, like, you know, Dancing on Coals is like a masterpiece from that era. You know, it's great.
Oh, you didn't have to say that, but I think it's a good album.
It's a very good album.
Yeah. I went a different route when I recorded that. You know what I mean? It's just like, I don't know. Like, we were really funky, and then I want something slick and neat and cool, you know? Yeah.
So I'm just hanging out.
Hey, Joel, we're doing an interview right now.
That's all right.
Somebody just shoot him some.
Dude, did Scott Brown find you?
It's just like, oh wait, he's on the phone.
Is that guy who graduated high school?
Hey, pull your pants up. We're busy.
Oh my God, I just met this dude.
I know, and he's already.
I'm gonna punch you in the nuts,
dude. Rusty, I need you to get down here. I got something we gotta take care of.
Rusty trombone.
No, I don't know.
What is your definition of a rusty trombone?
Right,
do you know what that is? This has been a debate that's been going on for a couple
years. My definition, I think that's gross, man.
But what is it from your neck? I know you live in Phoenix.
Supposedly,
trombone.
It's trombone.
You want to answer that?
No, like getting a blowjob while you're
saying it. Yeah, just go.
No,
answer
dude. Joel, you're
just
about to be.
Me out.
You're. Right? Well, man, Lance is gonna, dude. He's gonna knock you on the ground. I guarantee you.
Lance's a big boy.
Lance, yeah, because he sent him over for me to do an interview. When I tell him you've been sitting on the phone and interrupting us, he's gonna shoot at you, Lance.
And you're still recording.
Yeah, dude. And you've been getting on the phone. That's what we were trying to tell you.
I'm not even gonna lie and tell you I'm gonna edit it.
I know this dude, man. You drunk already?
That's all right. And so it's just a big party here. After you get off stage, you can do a little ripping and tearing and have a good time, you know? How's Phoenix treating you, man?
I love it.
Yeah?
I love Phoenix.
Yeah. Yeah. You ever get stung on the nuts by a scorpion?
No, but I've... Why, have you?
No. I've only been there once.
I was thinking about it. I go, fucking, why would he ask me that, man? Just a minute ago, you wanted to know what a blumpkin I thought it was. I told you. And then you asked me if I've been stung on the nuts. What kind of interview are we doing here?
We got a guy talking on the phone.
We're doing a real serious
professional interview.
Yeah, I forgot.
See, nobody's ever asked you that about a scorpion before.
No, right? But weird thing is, I saw one the other day. Yeah, and you gotta watch out for them.
The little ones are the most poisonous.
So they look glow in the dark ones.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what you gotta watch out for.
Yeah,
you'll be the hospital. Yeah.
How do you keep them out of your house?
Well, they have these. What do they call them?
I don't live in Arizona. I don't
know. But they come out and they have this special spray, and they'll go around your perimeter, and they won't even cross that.
Really?
Oh, no way.
My friend moved out there.
But I know people who get them in Lance. I know people who get them in their bed and shit. You know, they'll wake up. Oh, his brother. Lance's brother got stung right on the chest.
Yeah.
He woke up and the sucker was right there.
My dad got stung by, he lives in Phoenix or Mesa right
away. Yeah, and
he got stung, he had to go to the hospital.
Yeah, because it was a little guy.
Yeah.
See, now, if you see a big scorpion, I mean, it's probably not going to feel good, but it's not going to, you might get a slightly nauseous, but see what they do is, when they get older, they know how to reserve that that fluid in them, mm-hmm. and so they hold it back. But the little ones, they just blow their load right there. Yeah. That's it. Boom.
Like a teenager.
Yeah. And then that's it.
Yeah. Well, that's because you got that hot pussy. You're not supposed to do. Don't start. You know, I've say something.
Did you hear what she said? He goes, you know, like a teenager. She goes, or you.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It might take me 3 seconds to get that's off, but right. She's already. I'm already three behind her.
Ah, oh, there you go.
So
he's really good at
what he does. I am. But yeah, my friend.
Let's divulge deeper into that.
There's a magic between like when you're with that one person, you know.
How long have you guys been together?
We're not even together anymore. We pretty much hate each other.
We broke up 7 months ago. And we haven't laid eyes on each other until yesterday.
So good, yeah.
Good times,
M3. This interview just took a turn.
Yeah, it took an interesting... Back to the Scorpions.
Let's go back to the Scorpions.
So,
you guys got a hotel room together?
No. I had no intention of ever laying
No, they just said... They just ran into each other.
I'm not...
7 months.
So you're not going to run into each other later?
I might try to run my fingers into her later.
We're not running into anything.
But that's about it.
7 months done.
I might stab you with the Hebrew hammer if you play your cards right.
You have a girlfriend.
You have a boyfriend.
That makes him sexy.
But you know he don't fucking do it like daddy does, so whatever.
Oh, you guys are so hooking up.
I'll miss Stinger with my scorpion. You know we're doing an interview. Back to the scorpion.
How do I feel?
Who's driving who home?
Well, I'm the only non-drinker.
Did you guys come together?
No. We never come together. She always comes first. That's true gentleman. But my friend, is there any truth to this? Is there any truth to this? Because you've lived in Phoenix for a few years now. My friend told me that people out there get cats because the cats eat the scorpions. Is there any truth to that? Mm-hmm. I would imagine a cat would get fucked up by a scorpion bite.
You don't want any of your pets getting a scorpion. There's no truth to that. Yeah. Absolutely not. Yeah.
So let's get back on track here with the bang tango.
We better go meet them,
beautiful creatures, and we'll wrap it up. Let's get back to the music for a couple minutes because that's what we're here for. The music. Yeah. We have some good times, but. You're here for the music.
Yeah.
Is it humbling and make you feel good that after all these years, all these people still care about your craft?
Oh, it's I don't know about humbling because I think I've been humbled. I'm a very humble person to be honest, but I think it's more about like
awesome.
You know, when I see that, it just makes me. See good in people.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's. I like people, and I think when I see good in people, and they really like that music, it's just like, wow, man, this is cool. You know what I mean? I go with the flow, and, you know, that's what I do.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, this.
You can't smoke anymore.
All right. I'm just getting ready for when
I walk outside. I mean, I'm going right there.
Hopefully, this, you know, when you get. This bang tango. Well, first the beautiful creatures tracked and stuff. Mm-hmm. Maybe there'll be a nice little run on bang tango, and then
I think I think we're getting ready to do something. You know, that's what I'm hearing.
Beautiful
you know.
Pussycat.
No, we're not doing that.
Beautiful creatures is the best name.
What is this? Is that Leah Ford?
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
got her tits halfway out, doesn't she?
I think that's more of 2/3. Could be 5/8. Eddie Trunk coming up in a few minutes. It's all about Eddie Trunk, isn't it?
I know, right?
Finally, someone else agrees.
Hey, I said, fuck it, but he goes, well, I'm introducing you guys, and I go, well, go ahead. And I looked at my buddy, Rick Savage, and I go, fuck, dude, let me get on your shoulders. Did you see us come out?
I miss you coming out. Cause
I came out on Rick Savage's shoulders.
Yeah, we missed, like, the first.
Is that cool?
But did you just decide that tonight?
I did. We were in the dressing room.
That was funny. Yeah.
Well, we'll wrap this up so you can get back to the party.
It's
great talking to you.
Very nice talking to you,
thank
bro.
You. Take care of everybody. Check out Bang Tango and Beautiful Creatures, and I'll find out the exact place to find it and update that later.
Right.
Thanks, Joe.
Yep, buddy.
Have you ever felt the pain from a shotgun? Have you ever cried the tears of the lonely? The Thresh Baby.
Yo, this is Ace Frehley, and you're listening to Maximum Threshold Radio. I just came from outer space.
Hey guys, this is Ron from YouTube's Rock and Metal News, and this is your Maximum Threshold Rock and Metal News Report. Get ready for some limited edition statues of Megadeth, Dave Mustaine, and the band's mascot, Vic Rattlehead. They're set for a fall release. There are only 3,000 of each, and they're 9 inches tall. Pre-orders are at knucklebones.com. And Stone Sour are set to tour Australia and New Zealand in August. Stone Sour will support their new album, Hydrograd, which is out on June the 30th. And Icy Stars have announced some East Coast shows in June. You can check out the band's official websites for the tour dates. And Danzig has released another new track from their upcoming album called Black Laden Crown on YouTube. The song is called Last Ride. The album is out on May the 26th. Continuing with your MaximumThreshold.net rock and metal news, In This Moment announced their new album Ritual, which is out on July the 21st through Atlantic and Roadrunner Records. The producer was Kevin Churko, and the first song is now released. It's called Oh Lord, and it's on YouTube. They cover on the album Phil Collins' song In the Air Tonight, and Judas Priest vocalist Rob Halford guests on the song Black Wedding. Pre-orders are up now, and the track list has been released as well. Some of the songs are Salvation, O Lord, Black Wedding, Joan of Arc, River of Fire, among others. And finally, Suffocation have released another new song from their upcoming album called Of the Dark Light. You can listen to the song Return to the Abyss on YouTube. The album is out on June the 9th through Nuclear Blast Records. This is Ron from YouTube's Rock and Metal News with a Z, and this has been your Maximum Threshold Rock and Metal News Report. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks, Ron. That's another fine addition there. Got to say, I really like that one. Okay, well, I got some stuff here. I got to hear one knock out. I got some music for you. If you're tuning in, you got some cool stuff for you. Ah, here you go, man. This is for everybody out there who's wearing their loincloth. Yeah, you know what it is.
Now it's time to rewind. Turn that bitch back, back to some old stuff for you.
Here's a Man of War with Thor! We'll be right back.
Our request on MaximumThreshold.net.
What's up? This is Satchel from one of the greatest heavy metal bands of all time, Steel Panther. And you're listening to Maximum Threshold with Dom.
Every night I party till I was stupid, stumbling drunk. And the walls were drenched in vomit, spit, and other people's spunk. And an endless line of 18-year-old stripper druggy whores would be winding to my bunk right outside the tour bus doors. But I couldn't help but want for something just a little more. That's when you came in and blew me. That's when you came in and blew me. That's when you came in and blew me away. I was looking for a woman more beautiful than most, and not just in the retouched Facebook selfies that they post. Who refrained from talking only of herself when in my bed? Not that I'd ever consider it, but someone I could wed. I needed someone just like me, but I got idiots instead. That's when you came in and blew me. That's when you came in and blew me. That's when you came in and blew me away. Of all the girls I've ever known, show me things nobody else can show me. Mexico, one too many raucous parties, one too many skanky hoes. After all the critics said our debut record was our peak, now I couldn't hit the high notes, sometimes I couldn't even speak. But the band had dates in Germany for just another week. That's when you came in and blew. That's when you came in and blew me. That's when you came in and blew me away. That's when you came in and blew me. That's when you came in and blew me.
Right, that's when you came in and blew me away. That brand new Steel Panther for you. And I'm getting ready to knock out this interview with Station and Michael. Dude, this is a Michael weekend here. Here at the Station, Maximum Threshold. I want to thank everybody again for tuning in episode 493 of the world popular Maximum Threshold radio show. We're live tonight in Utica, New York. Hey, next week, man, I might go live like a Periscope or Instagram or something like that this next weekend. Well, I'll be at Rock on the Range. I might have an old friend down in Columbus there, Ryan Francis, maybe kicking out with me for a bit, doing some interviews. So we could talk movies and stuff with him. But yeah, here we go, man. This is this interview. I haven't heard. I'm going to sit here and listen to it right along with you guys. This is Station, this New York band, man. They're starting to blow up. So it's all for you guys, man. I want to thank them again. They'll be on the show here live a few weeks from now. So I just want to touch base with you. Next week, man, I'll be talking with a bunch of peeps. A lot of interviews coming up. Now every year we go to Rock and the Range and we interview people and artists and just whoever to give you guys give you some material. So hopefully I'll be able to pull some good stuff for you. So here you go, man. This is the band Station here on Maximum Threshold Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Michael from Maximum Threshold, and I'm here with Chris Lane from the band Station. How are you doing, Chris?
I'm good. How are you?
So first of all, before we talk about anything else, let's tell everybody where they can find information about Station.
Sure.
Buy merchandise, maybe catch your tour dates, buy some music.
Everything can be found at our website, stationband.com, and all social media, StationNYC.
So, obviously, you guys are from New York City.
We are.
Take it. So, how long are you going to be on tour right now?
We're just doing M3 as a one-off, actually. Our tour starts in 2 weeks when we head out to... Where are we going? We're going to Kentucky first, yes.
Kentucky.
And then we'll be out on the road for about 2 weeks to the Midwest, then come back for Memorial Day, and then head out back again in... So next month after May, June, and then in June we'll be basically doing short, like 4-day tours up along the East Coast. So then July we'll be back on the East Coast.
Okay. Like you're doing like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah,
stuff.
Mostly because we're also in the studio for that time recording. So we're kind of we have a schedule of recording and touring at the same time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is it like are you guys going out with anybody, or are you just going out on your own, or what are you doing? On these runs.
I think we'll be with Lynch Mob later in the year. We were just with Y&T. Obviously, today's a festival, so, a bunch of bands playing. But most of the shows, I think we're actually the main act. So yeah. it's a smaller club tour, but it's cool.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize there's a lot of bands like that mm-hmm. out there doing it. You know, people only see a select little bit what they see on Facebook. Like, back in the day, you'd look on... You'd have to get, like, the local magazine, weekly magazine to see who's coming where. And
yeah.
That's how some bands built up steam. But it's good that you guys are still out there doing it like that.
Yeah, it's been great. It's a lot of fun. It's work, It's a lot of work to be able to do that, especially when you're on your own like that. I'm very fortunate to have people around me that help. Like a Dave, stuff like that. So everyone kind of pulls together and does what needs to be done to make it happen and make it work. So.
We've got some more guys in your band walking around.
This is Zach. Zach does rhythm guitar, and this is Tony.
Hey,
Tony is our drummer.
Okay, how you doing? Who sings in the band?
Pat. Pat is not in the lobby right now.
So he's waiting till all the equipment is loaded. Leave. Typical singer right?
He has to carry his voice, so he does that.
Does he do the thing where, I got a tambourine, I carry instruments?
Tambourines are a bit heavy, but actually, Pat is pretty good about that. He will help. He will do everything like that. The other, the flip side too is that because Pat's body is his instrument, we do have to kind of let him sleep and let him. You know what I mean? Like,
you fall for that shit.
It's real.
That threw me off track.
listen to some of the music, and the kind of singing that Pat does requires dedication and rest and lots of tea and lots of complaining. So he does all three very, very well.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
That is part of the vocalist's mm-hmm. job is to whine and complain.
Yeah, totally.
Everybody, all musicians, we all do it, but, the singer.
Just about different things.
Yes. So what are the plans after the Lynch Mob tour? Hopefully gain some steam and hit
Lynch the road. Mob is way later in the year, I think. But we were actually with Lynch Mob on the road last year as well, which is a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Those are super nice guys, too. Very cool to play with. But basically, like I said, we're going to be recording and touring on and off with each other for the next 4 months. So it's really busy because on any given day I'm playing guitar for a different reason. It's just fun, but also... It's busy and it's very stressful in the hands.
When you play with Lynch Mob, does he have it in your contract that only he's allowed to wear the half shirts?
There were no half shirts on the store.
Or does he require that you all wear half shirts?
The slight touch of blonde has to come out in every show.
And gloves, yeah. Fingerless gloves to play with him. I don't want to get too crazy because you got like your merch girl is here and stuff.
No,
so
cool.
I'm controlling myself.
They trust me. They've seen and done enough. So it's fine.
Okay.
Especially that one.
Them, is that your girlfriend?
No.
Well, because the way you sing earlier out, you guys made eye contact. Like, yeah.
It's just we have that bond where I understand that beneath, like, she's like a duck on a pond. You think she's calm, but she's actually crazy.
Well, all white women are crazy.
Nice.
Every other color, too. It's just a matter of the level of craziness. Like, you can't say you're not, right? Would you say you have crazy in you?
I would say so. Only a crazy person would eat garlic chips.
Oh, there's even worse. We found these chips, Old Bay chips.
Are you not from Maryland?
That's the best
or?
Kind of chips.
No, I'm not from Maryland.
Yeah, I'm not from Maryland. I don't get it either, but they're both from Maryland. And so is Dave's. And I'm sure the three of them would very much agree Old Bay chips make sense.
But I understand why, because, I mean, they have fucking sun-dried skunk asshole flavored chips now. So I understand why they have...
Is that Lay's?
I think that's actually Ruffles.
Oh, okay.
Or Ruffles, the ones with the ridges, yeah. But they, those Old Bay chips are so fucking gross. I understand why you would have them.
Mm.
Like in Cleveland, they probably, where I'm from, they probably have pierogi flavored chips. But, why Old Bay chips? It's like the nastiest thing. It's like a dirty carpet, you know? So, being from New York, but since we're talking about chips, would you say that they should have a signature Lay's station flavor chips? Would it be like sewer rat or homeless bum nutsack flavor?
I would say it would probably taste like a mixture of Pantene and sugar.
Wow. A little sweet.
Yeah, our music is very happy music. Our music is not very much of the genre of anything greasy. So, like, very smiley.
Okay, so you guys are from a better part of New York City. You're not in, like, you're not in the gutters then, huh?
Relatively well adjusted.
Well, family money or rich girlfriends? What do you guys got going to support you guys?
We have a lot of really great fans that listen to us and
that actually buy music. And don't steal it?
Yeah.
Wow, good for you.
That's why we're here.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure all these fucking ass clowns steal music online, especially that guy right there.
Mm-hmm.
That guy right there is passed out on the couch. He's too drunk to figure out how to do all that shit. But, like, in this day and age, like, it's got to be hard, you know, to, like, build up steam.
It's just different. Yeah. If you apply the mentality of just going out, showing up, people will listen. It doesn't really work that way anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll tell you, like, we've played shows where we'll show up and there are 200 people, and we'll play in another city and there'll be 4 people. And it's not necessarily the draw of the band, not necessarily the venue, it's just the timing of everything. And because, like, there's no one place to go hear music anymore in most cities that has a certain style of music.
Yeah.
You know, in New York City, you used to have a ton of places where you're like, if I went on this night, I would see a rock band and I would feel good about it and be great.
Yeah.
But doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, because, and, like, there used to be, like, rock clubs.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, I'm, like, 100 years older than you guys. But everybody would go to 2 or 3 or 4 specific clubs every night, and you knew you were going to see a band that you like.
Right.
Or the type of music, even if they sucked ass, at least they were, like, in your wheelhouse as far as music goes. And you know, you'd, if you saw, like, 3 bands, at least one of them you would like.
Sure, sure. And there are great venues in every city that we've kind of encountered and kind of have a vibe like that, but still, it's just, I feel like the culture in general has changed, so you're going to have to negotiate it a bit differently.
Yeah. And, a lot of the clubs actually think that, like, if you get a smaller band, like, starting out, like you guys, touring, they don't promote it, you know? They think promoting it on social media is all they need to do.
Yeah,
and it's hard to get, like, it's hard to build up steam. Like, you guys are out there doing it on your own. Like, if you were with, like, say, like, one of these bands that's, like, had, like, a couple decades behind them and that built-in fan base, people show up. But being a newer band, that, you know, there's not MTV anymore, there's not all those places, like, radio probably doesn't play music. I don't know how it is.
No, radio still plays. I mean, like, we were number 12 on the CMJ charts when we released our first album. So, I mean, like, stuff like that does still work. But the real thing that works is you got to find a reason to bring people out. It's usually not just, we like music. You know what I mean? Because, like, back in the day, people were like, yeah, I like music, I'll give it a shot. Now there's a lot more distraction, so you kind of have to cut through that and get them to it, and not because they don't like music, but simply they need something else to do.
Yeah. Well, I know you guys are getting ready to head over.
Yeah, we've got
to load
the bus and head over.
So
you
one more
head over?
In a little bit. Cool. One more time, tell everybody where they can find your music.
Sure.
And all your info and tour dates, buy some merch and all that good stuff.
Everything's at stationband.com and on social media, StationNYC.
Cool, thanks.
Cool, man. Thank you so much.
just listened to Maximum Threshold Radio Show. It is live every Saturday night, 8 p.m. until whenever the fuck they shut up. So tune in.
It is pointless to resist.